This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In this episode, we talk about why you need to disconnect. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps. Big change. Big change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps. Big changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we are looking at the need to disconnect. This is going to be a super interesting conversation on sort of the blowback of our very, very hyper-connected world that we live in today. So I'm super excited for this one. Now, before we jump into this episode, I got to remind you to take the survey. When you head over to tinyleaps.fm/survey, take the survey. It'll take less than 5 minutes, and you have a chance to win one of three $50 gift cards. So quite frankly, I don't know why you haven't done it yet. I'm literally trying to hand you money here. So head over to tinyleaps.fm/survey, take the survey. It'll take less than 5 minutes, and you'll get a chance to win one of three $50 Amazon gift cards. Super excited for that. Now let's get into the episode. We are talking about the need to disconnect in this super connected, hyper connected world that we live in, where social media is pretty much is everyone's default, right? We all sort of grab our phones and scroll through Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or whatever your platform is, like kind of just accidentally, right? We just sort of find ourselves there. In that world, there is currently this massive need in most of our lives to actually disconnect from everyone around us and have that time alone. And this idea originally came, this idea for an episode from a section in Austin Kleon's latest book. All right, so Austin Kleon, if you're not familiar, he wrote the book Steal Like an Artist, which is one of my favorite books on creativity. I did a book review of it back in episode 5 of the show, I believe, and I highly recommend you check that out. And the whole thing about Steal Like an Artist is this idea of taking the things that inspire you, the things that you love from multiple different sources, and using that to form the basis of your own unique thing. Now, truly, I believe this is how creativity works. I believe it's how it has always worked, and I believe that it is the way it should work. Now, in his latest book, he talks about essentially how to maintain that creativity, how to maintain that inspiration, and maintain your momentum as a creator, right? And the book is called Keep Going, and he talks about this concept of creating a bliss station. Now, I'm not going to go into the full concept of a bliss station. I just want to talk about one specific paragraph that jumped out at me when I was reading the book. So in the book, Austin says, quote, "Creativity is about connection. You must be connected to others in order to be inspired and share your own work. But it is also about disconnection. You must retreat from the world long enough to think, practice your art, and bring forth something worth sharing with others. You must play a little hide and seek in order to produce something worth being found." So we've talked in the past on this show about the need for quiet, why quiet is such an important skill, an important part of our lives to integrate into our lives when we're trying to accomplish something. And I believe that this quote truly breaks down why that is, right? Even better than my original episode on it. Because essentially what he's arguing is, in order to be inspired, in order to create something that is valuable to the world, you must be connected to the world, right? You must be in the world, actively meeting people, working with people, speaking to people, and connected with the going on of what's happening, That is how you get your information. That's how you do your research. That's how you bring in concepts and content that you can then filter to create your own unique piece. But in order to do that processing, right, there's a separation here between the acquisition of inspiration and the processing of that inspiration. In order to do that processing, Austin says that you need to actually disconnect. You need to do the opposite. You need to be by yourself. You need to live in that quiet space and experience your own thoughts. Now, why is this? Well, it makes a lot of sense if you really think about it, because you can't hear your own thoughts if everyone around you is yelling. If you're in a room full of people talking and yelling and shouting at each other and making their points and sharing their things, you'll never hear what's going on in your head. You'll never be able to hear that voice. So you'll be bringing in a lot of stuff. You'll be consuming a lot of stuff, but never actually processing any of it. To process, you need that quiet. You need that disconnection. Now, what does this have to do with your personal development? Well, the very obvious relationship is when it comes to creativity. Creativity at work, creativity as an artist, creativity as anything you want and in your life, right? You need to separate the consumption time and the processing time. But I actually think this is true of pretty much our entire lives, of anything we want to do that falls under the category of personal improvement and personal growth. I actually think it's true that you both need to be connected to others and connected to yourself in order to actively create the life you want. Because at the end of the day, if you can't hear your own voice, you do not know what you want. Now, what you want might be inspired by the people around you, but it shouldn't be what the people around you want. It should be what you want. So you can take in that consumption, you can take in that inspiration, you can listen to your parents, you can listen to your kids, you can listen to your friends and your family and all of the people around you who maybe have very specific thoughts of what they want for you and very specific thoughts of what they want for their life, and they're willing to share those things with you. But at the end of the day, you then need to shut down and disconnect so you can process all of that and start listening to the voice inside that tells you what direction it wants you to go. And that's the voice that truly matters. So we need to disconnect more often. We need to remove ourselves from the people around us more often. And that is the best way to be connected with those people, because it allows us to take the time to think about ourselves and hear our own voice. And by doing that, we can then contribute to the conversation in a more meaningful way rather than just repeating what everyone else is saying. And the best way to do that in today's hyper-connected world, in my opinion, is to schedule it. And I know that feels very not flowy, right? It doesn't feel good to schedule alone time with yourself. But life is complicated today. There are 17 social media platforms all paying a lot of money to get your attention. There are millions of brands all paying a lot of money to get your attention. Everyone around you is connected to you at all times. Everyone can text you at 3 a.m., 5 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 p.m. You are expected to respond at pretty much all times of the day, whether it's for work or with family or whomever. The best way to actually force seclusion is to schedule seclusion. It's to put it on the calendar and make sure everyone knows from this time to this time you are alone. You are taking that space. And it might only be 30 minutes. It might only be 5 minutes. Maybe you only have 1 minute before you fall asleep at night. But at some point in your day, that quiet time needs to happen. That time to think and process needs to happen. That's how you become creative. That's how you figure out what you want. That's how you find your passion. That's how you create goals. That's how you identify what's important. That's how you identify what you're not doing well. It's by taking that time to process. So I encourage you, put it on your calendar today. That is your challenge for today. Put some amount of quiet time on your calendar that is just for you. It is not to be shared with anyone else, not your partner, not your kids, not your family, not your parents, nobody. It is just you. And that might be as small as 5 minutes. It might be the time in the shower, whatever time it needs to be for you, depending on your life. but make it happen today. Hope this has been helpful. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've been Greg Clunas. Listen, if you're not with us on YouTube already, head over to youtube.com/Greg Clunas. That's the best way to make sure that you are connecting with me directly. You're a part of the community. One of the benefits of YouTube is there is a comment section. So I'd love for you to jump on a video, drop a comment, let me know your thoughts. I'd literally love to have that conversation. Sometimes it's a little boring talking. Sometimes it's a little boring talking to a microphone that doesn't talk back. So head over to youtube.com/Greg Clunas. When you have a moment, hit subscribe, watch the video, and drop a comment down below. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've been Greg Clunas, and remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take.